I hadn't seen Phoebe since she left town after high school. Yet, here she was, living just across the road from me in our little one-stoplight town. I guess the big city didn't agree with her. She still looks every bit as fine as the day I last saw her. The years seem to have fine-tuned her shapely form, and those eyes. I practically collapse every time I look into them. Not gonna lie, I often fantasize what it would be like to spend a few quality moments with Phoebe. Just she and me, maybe on a blanket under the stars. But I wouldn't be staring at them. I'd be looking straight into those captivating eyes of hers. Someone knocked at the door, and when I opened it, I was truly surprised to see Phoebe standing there smiling at me. I know my eyes glossed over as I greeted her, mumbling something stupid like, "What brings you to my stoop, little lady?" Sheesh, I'm a moron. She giggled and said,
"I'm feeling a bit of cabin fever. I'm thinking it would be nice to go out for some drinks over in Jeffersonville. Maybe dance a bit, and just see where the night goes."
"Uh-huh," I said sheepishly. "And that brought you to my door?"
"Yep,"
she said enthusiastically.
"Are you free tonight?"
"Why, yes. Yes, I am." My heart was pounding so loud I thought she might have heard my voice quiver.
"You're so sweet,"
she said. Then she handed me a dog's leash.
"While I'm gone, will you take Sandy out for a walk? She can't hold it more than a couple hours. Thanks, hon."